So let's come into a place of balance and receptivity and awakeness. Find that posture. You may want to roll or shrug your shoulders a couple times just to release tension. You might just move your head enough to find that beautiful sweet spot where your head actually feels weightless, where it's really supported by the spine. You're not holding it up or holding it at an angle with your muscles. Take a couple deep breaths, and with each one, just release completely. Let any tension, any worries you have in the moment, just allow them to release for now. As you are ready, invite into your awareness a presence of love and acceptance. Someone or some being, perhaps a beloved pet, who loves you unconditionally. It might be your grandchild, might be an elder. It might be Mary or Christ or the Buddha. Just imagine this being, this ally, looking at you with love in their eyes. Feel their loving heart. Feel their love toward you. Know that they see into the deepest, most authentic part of you and love it. Now imagine this presence, this ally speaking to you and wishing you well. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be loved. May you live in peace, no matter what you are given. Just take in these well wishes. Feel them in the deepest part of you. Really see this person who cares so much for you. See their eyes looking deep into you as you look deep into them. Hear their care for you. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be loved. May you be at peace no matter what life brings. As you absorb this deep care for you, turn your look back at that presence. And if it feels right, return these wishes in kind. Say to this loving presence, may you be well. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be loved. May you live in peace, no matter what life brings. Allow yourself to notice how it feels to wish this other so sincerely well-being. If it feels right, continue with these phrases. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be loved. May you live in peace, no matter what life brings. And now, as you are ready, invite this same sort of loving attention, loving kindness, loving support toward yourself. If you have yourself up on the screen in front of you, open your eyes and look into your own eyes. And if you don't, just imagine yourself in front of a mirror, looking at yourself with kindness and curiosity and genuine warmth. And speak to yourself. You may want to begin by saying something like, "Hello, old friend. I see you. I know your good heart. Now bring these phrases of loving kindness toward that person in the mirror. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be loved. May you live in peace no matter what life brings. as you are ready, bring these phrases into the first person. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be at ease. May I be loved. May I live in peace, no matter what life brings. Continue to look deeply into your own eyes, into your own self. And whisper to yourself those phrases that rise, what you remember of the phrases we've used that speak to you particularly, or find those phrases of love and care that are yours alone. Wish yourself these well-being and well wishes with sincerity. As we are closing, take a few moments to take note of and really experience the sensations that have come with these well wishes, both given and received. How do you feel right now? Is it different than when we first said hello to each other at the beginning or you entered this room? Is there calm or peace or perhaps a feeling of physical warmth? Take note of these sensations, name them to yourself. I'd like to end with a poem by Master Eckhart, the 13th century mystic, titled in translation, Love Does That. All day long, a little burrow labors, sometimes with heavy loads on her back, and sometimes just with worries about things that bother only burrows. And worries, as we know, can be more exhausting than physical labor. Once in a while, a kind monk comes to her stable and brings a pear. But more than that, he looks into the burrow's eyes and touches her ears. And for a few seconds, the burrow is free and even seems to laugh, because love does that. Love frees. Thank you.